Now, we are all suffering from the credit crunch and global financial collapse, but Ben and Dave may have an experiment to solve our problems.
Hello, welcome to this week's Kitchen Science, where Dave assures me that we're going to make silver out of soot. Now, Dave, this sounds fantastic. I've heard the saying that where there's muck, there's brass, but where there's soot, there's silver.
I'm afraid we're not actually going to be making silver, so all of our financial woes aren't going to be over, Ben.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's a fantastic effect, knowing your sorts of kitchen science. So what do we have to do?
All you need for this is a candle, something which won't catch fire, which is opaque, something like a spoon, or we're going to use a mug, and a bowl of water.
OK, so very simple stuff. We are using a candle. Is this safe to do at home?
Well, if you think a candle's safe, it's perfectly safe to do at home, yes.
Right, so all the usual precautions that you'd have if you were handling even a small flame, but it should be safe for people to try out at home. So what do they actually need to do?
Well, the first thing to do is to light the candle.
Okay. Okay, with our single candle burning brightly, what do we need to do next?
Now, you'll take your object, we're using a mug, and basically put it near the top of the flame, but slightly below it, and move it round. You should find that the object goes black. Be careful, once you take it out of the flame, it could get quite hot, though.
So we need to put it in the yellow part of the flame?
Yeah, that's right. Not right at the bottom and not above the top.
OK, so we need to be careful that we're not going to do it with anything that will melt or conduct the heat or catch fire. So a ceramic cup seems perfect for this, really. And we're just going to hold it just in the yellow bit of the flame so that we build up a layer of soot upon the cup. Now, it blackens very quickly, actually, and I can see how this would get quite hot. But very quickly, it gets this layer of black soot all over it. Dave, what is actually going on there?
Most candles these days are made out of hydrocarbon, some kind of wax. So that's got carbon in it and hydrogen in it. When you heat it up and start it burning, the first thing which burns is the hydrogen reacts with oxygen to form water. And you've still got some carbon in that flame. Now, if you leave it and it's still hot and it reaches some more oxygen, that carbon's going to react with the oxygen and form carbon dioxide. But if you put something cold, like a mug, in the way, then that carbon's going to condense and solidify onto the mug, forming this black sooty layer.
OK, well, we now have a good patch of blackness on our mug. Hopefully it will clean up and I'll be able to make tea with it again soon. But is this enough, or do we need to try and coat the whole thing?
Well, I'm going to spend the next 5 or 6 minutes covering this mug, well, a good half of it, in a good layer of black soot. And then what I want you to do is take the mug and put it under water and look at the sooty bit.
So if you want to try this out at home, you'll need to take something that won't burn and won't melt and hold it in the yellow part of a candle flame until you get a good size area of black soot collected all over it. And then put the whole thing under water and see what you can see on the sooty part. We will be back later on in the show to let you know what's happened to our mug.
So they're not exactly solving our financial problems, but at least it is an experiment you can try next time you're using candles to save on the electricity bills. What do you think will happen to their sooty cup when it's put underwater? If you think you know, then get in touch. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientists.com.